业主带领小弟五个礼拜在外的工作顺利回来。
I thank the Lord that the Lord has guided me throughout my missionary trip for 5 weeks.
其中有两个礼拜在苏俄的莫斯科。
Of which I spent 2 weeks in Moscow.
三个礼拜在英国。
And 3 weeks I spent in UK.
有很多美好的消息值得我们大家来感谢。
There are much wonderful news that we need to give thanks to the Lord.
感谢主的带领。
We give thanks to the Lord for His wonderful guidance.
首先我们看马可福音十六章。
Let's first turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。十五节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 15.
他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。十六节。
16.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。十七节。
Verse 17.
信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。十八节。
Verse 18.
手拿蛇，若喝什么毒物，也不受害；手按病人，病人就必好了。耶稣升天以后，交代他的门徒，升天以前交代他的门徒。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, he commanded his disciples.
说要往普天下去传福音。
To go and preach the gospel throughout all the world.
这个普天下就是世界的每一个角落。
To go into all the world means to preach to every corner of the world.
给万民听，这个万民就是世界上每一个人，每一个种族的人。
To preach the gospel to every creature, meaning to people of all nations.
主耶稣这个吩咐是对当时的使徒，也是对我们现在的信徒的一个交代。
And this is a commandment given to all the apostles at the time and also to every one of us.
这也是我们信主人生的一个最重要的目标，来完成主耶稣的托付。
And this is also the most important and ultimate goal of human life, that is to accomplish this great commission.
因为这个目标是救人灵魂的。
Because this goal is to save the souls of mankind.
那我们这样做也是为自己积财在天。
And in doing so, we can lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven.
更是报答主给我们的大爱。
And also to repay the great love of God.
使徒教会已经在第二世纪就改变了。
In the second century, the Apostolic Church has changed.
变成罗马的天主教。
Became a Roman Catholic Church.
已经没有生命，没有神在里面。
It no longer has the guidance of God and no longer has life.
末世的真教会就是要复兴使徒的教会。
The true church of the end times will revive the Apostolic Church.
主耶稣说，我们得救的福音要传遍天下。主就要再来。
Jesus says that the gospel of salvation shall be preached to all the world, then he will come again.
其实很早，世界每一个角落差不多都有信耶稣的人。
In early times, there are people who believe in Jesus throughout the world.
但是主耶稣并没有来。
But Jesus has not yet come.
因为那个全备的福音还没有传到那个角落。
Because the full and complete gospel has not been preached there.
这个全备的福音就是交托给我们真教会里面。
And the complete gospel is given to those of us in the true church.
所以真教会可以说是所有众教会里面一个非常突出蒙主托付的教会。
So for the true church, it is a standout among all the Christian denominations.
我们把这个福音传开，耶稣就要再来。
After we have preached the gospel, then Jesus will come again.
那我们从使徒行传看来，
From the book of Acts, we can see,
他们福音传到罗马，使徒行传就完了。
After the gospel was preached to Rome, then the book ended.
所以《使徒行传》第一章，耶稣的吩咐，从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚直到地极做的见证。那个时候的地极，他们了解大概就是罗马。
And according to Acts chapter 1, Jesus commanded to preach the gospel to the end of the earth, and at that time, that means Rome.
那现在我看我们真耶稣教会大部分的信徒都是中国人。
As we look at the True Jesus Church, the majority of the membership are Chinese.
韩国大概有三四千的韩国人信徒。
And perhaps there's about 3,000 to 4,000 Korean members.
那非洲大概有一两千非洲人信徒。
And perhaps 1,000 or 2,000African members.
印度大概有一两千印度人的信徒。
In India, we have about 1,000 or 2,000people there.
菲律宾大概有500个菲律宾的信徒。
In Philippines, we have about 500 Filipino members.
泰国大概有300个泰国人的信徒。
In Thailand, we have about 200 to 300 members there.
那除了这个之外啊，大部分都是中国人。
And apart from these, the majority of the members are Chinese.
那有的人就会想，难道神只要救中国人吗？
And therefore, we may think to ourselves that does God only choose Chinese?
那我们如果看《使徒行传》
，If we look at the Book of Acts,
这个彼得当时一次讲道，三千个人受洗。
And Peter, his first sermon, 3,000 were converted.
大部分都是全部都是犹太人。
And all of them were Jews.
那以后信徒增加到五千。
Later, the membership increased to 5,000.
也是都犹太人。
And they were all Jews.
后来斯提凡被人用石头打死。
Later, Stephen, he died martyr.
所以耶路撒冷教会信徒就往外扩张。
Therefore, the members began to spread out from Jerusalem.
到处去传福音。
And they spread to all parts of the world.
他们传福音的对象也是犹太人。
And they also preach to the Jews only.
所以《使徒行传》第一章到第九章，所有信耶稣那个使徒教会真教会的信徒都是犹太人。
Therefore, from Acts chapter 1 to verse 9, chapter 1 through chapter 9, all the members who believe were Jews.
一直到他们散开了，也是都向犹太人传。
Even when they have been scattered, they still preach to the Jews only.
那真的福音跨过了种族的界限，是从《使徒行传》第十章开始。
And they crossed this racial barrier in Acts chapter 10.
那个时候彼得在祷告，三次看到异象。
And Peter saw his visions repeatedly in a prayer.
说这个洁净的不洁净的动物你可以宰来吃。
To kill and eat those unclean creatures.
后来哥尼流在祷告也看到异象。
And Cornelius, when he was praying, he saw the same, he saw the vision.
他是一个虔诚人。
And he was a devout man.
他祷告，他的爱心都蒙神纪念。
And his prayers had been remembered by God.
他敬拜神也有体验，你看到异象。
He served the Lord and he has experiences and he saw visions.
但是显然这还不够。
But indeed this is not enough.
所以主耶稣神告诉他。
Therefore God said to him,
要请彼得来。
To go and send for Peter.
他有关于得救的道理要告诉你。
He has words of salvation to be preached to you.
所以后来他们就请彼得来了。
So they sent for Peter.
那哥尼流已经请了他的亲属密友在家里等候他。
And Cornelius has already invited his family members and friends waiting in his house.
那既然他不是犹太人，那他所有的亲戚朋友大概也不是犹太人。
Since he was not a Jew, therefore his friends and relatives probably were not Jews either.
所以彼得正在讲道，圣灵就降下来。
Therefore, when Peter was still preaching, the Holy Spirit descended.
大家看到神的作为非常的明显。
And people, they saw the, very clearly the work of God.
所以彼得说，既然神都把圣灵赐给他，难道我们能够不用水给他们施洗吗？
Therefore, Peter says that since God has given them the Holy Spirit, who can prevent them from being baptized?
所以就为他们洗礼。
Therefore, he baptized them.
所以这叫外邦人得救恩的开始。
And this was the beginning of a Gentile being converted.
那么外邦人的传道从使徒行传十二章就开始。
And preaching to the Gentiles began in chapter 12.
神拣选的保罗做外邦人的使徒。
And when God chose Paul to be a minister to the Gentiles.
那彼得的工作大概在使徒行传十一章就结束了。
And the work of Peter ended in chapter 11.
所以我们用这个历史做一个镜子来看。
And taking this history as a mirror.
现在因为各种不同的原因，中国人散住在世界每一个角落。
Today, because of various reasons, the Chinese people they scatter throughout the world.
真教会的信徒大概世界五大洲都有。
The True Jesus Church members can be found in all five major continents.
所以神刚刚建设末世的真教会，所有里面的人都是中国人。
Therefore, when God first created this true church, the majority of the members are Chinese.
因为挪亚的后代里面有一个预言。
Because according to the descendants of Noah, there is a prophecy.
说亚伯要住在闪的帐篷里面。
That Japheth shall dwell under the tent of Shem.
亚伯就是白种人。
And Japheth is the ancestor of the Caucasians.
闪就是东方人。
Shun, he is the ancestor of the Orientals.
可见神要在东方兴起真教会是圣经的预言。
Therefore, it is the will of God that the true church shall come out of the East.
那我们现在所看到就是在中国。
And today we see the in China.
所以福音刚开始所有中国很多中国人来得救，这原来就是圣经里面的预言。
Therefore, it is a fulfillment of the biblical prophecy that the majority of the two church members are Chinese.
但是现在我们已经看到这个福音开始要跨过界限。
And now we see that it is time for the gospel to be preached to other people.
我这次在英国看到这个英国教会，让我印象很深。
In England, I saw the churches there, again being a very deep recollection.
1975年到1995年，20年来，英国教会的进步是非常非常的大。
From 1975 to 1995, the progress in the churches there is very evident.
1975年已经有一批从亚洲移民到英国去餐馆打工的信徒。
And in 1975, immigrants from the Hong Kong area immigrated to England.
没有教会，也没有聚会。
And there was no church and there was no services.
非常孤单，辛苦的生活。
And they live a very lonely and toilsome life.
一有空就是赌博、抽烟。
When they have time, they would engage in smoking or gambling.
来打发他们内心的苦闷。
To take away the loneliness in their hearts.
结果他们虽然赚了钱，但是钱都用完了。
Even though they earn money, but yet they use all their money.
信仰也非常的危险。
And their faith was in danger.
那就借着一位执事去给他们的勉励，他们开始有家庭聚会。
And through the encouragement of a deacon, they began to have family services.
那个时候，他们开始晚上餐馆打烊以后开始聚会。
And they began to hold services after their restaurants has closed.
一般是深夜12点到1点聚会。
And normally the services would be held from midnight to 1 in the morning.
他们开始聚会，神就祝福带领他们。
When they began to gather for service, God began to bless them.
现在英国有1700个信徒。
Now in England, there is about 1,700 members.
七间的教会。
And 7 churches.
每一个教会都有很好的会堂。
In every church, they have a very nice chapel.
里面教会的信徒非常热心。
And all the members were very fervent.
奥鲁井的教会负责人说，他们安息日的出席率102%.
And board members in Elgin says that their attendance is 102%.
怎么会跑出102个？
How could there be the extra 2%?
信徒是100%，再加两个慕道者，102个。
And 100% of the members, including two truth seekers.
他们感觉到非常感谢神。
And they thank the Lord deeply.
大家知道神祝福他们。
Everyone knew that God has blessed them.
大家心里都有感恩的心。
And everyone are very thankful.
所以除了餐馆呢非常忙之外，
apart from their busy lifestyles in the restaurants,
大家对神的工作不敢放松。
And no one dare to relax in the work of God.
所以我们在英国教会普遍看到每一个圣工都有人做，每一个人在教会都在做圣工。
In the churches in England, we see that every work in the church, someone is responsible and everyone has something to do in the church.
所以这次世界大百大会有50-60个去。
And in this World Delegates Conference, about 60 people attended.
前后大概2个礼拜。
And in a span of 2 weeks.
可以说做得非常非常完美。
And they did a very wonderful job.
动员了大大小小所有的信徒。
And the entire membership was mobilized to help in this effort.
让许多参加的人感觉好像回到家里面一样。
So those who are attending feel that they were back home.
他们能够用爱心去招待别人，这就证明他们信仰的长大，因为他们愿意牺牲。
They were able to provide hospitality with their love, showing the advancement in their faith.
有一些家庭甚至把自己主人的卧房腾出来招待这些外来的这些长老执事代表。
And some families even surrender their own bedrooms for the use of these delegates and ministers.
这一种见证好像只有台湾的三地我们听过，再来就是在英国。
And these type of testimonies, aside from England, are only found in the mountain churches in Taiwan.
虽然他们初代都是捕鱼人。
Although initially they were fishermen,
没有什么属灵处事的知识。
They do not have much worldly knowledge.
但是他们对神对人的爱是真正的。
But their love for God and for man is genuine.
这20年来不断信仰的栽培、浇灌、聚会，真的他们在信仰上有长大。
In the past 20 years, through the continuous attending services and listening to sermons, their spirituality has grown up.
最近3-4年来，英国开始办青年的神学训练班。
In the past 3 or 4 years, they begin to have youth seminars in England.
每一次都有7-80个人参加，7天。
And every time, there will be about 70 or 80 youth attending for a period of 17 days.
他们有的在英国生，有的是从小去在英国接受教育，是讲纯正的英国英语。
Some were born in England, others immigrated there when they were young, so they spoke authentic English.
那我们在 教会里面一定看到这一批青年呢，渐渐在参加教会的圣工。
So in the church, we witness how this group of youth begin to participate in church holy work.
啊，里面也有人很有心要参加宣教工作，也有人写信到联总说愿意自费到非洲去工作。
And among them, there were some who were interested in the evangelical work and who were also willing to volunteer themselves in the African ministry.
啊，最近英国要招募一个专任传道，有两位在英国受教育的青年啊愿意献身。
And recently, the GA in UK wanted to solicit the service of a full-time minister, and two youth apply.
啊，所以我们可以看到啊，英国现在正在转变。
So we see that the holy work in England is at a transition point.
啊，渐渐要把这个圣工转移到由那一边长大受教育的青年来承担。
Gradually, the holy work will be given to those who grew up there.
那再下一步就是向本地人传福音。
And the next step is to preach to the local people.
我们在伦敦教会看到，因为他们语言上比较没有障碍，所以在伦敦教会可以发现，这像是一个国际化的都市。有啊，国际化的教会。
And in the church in London, we see that there is no language barriers. We see that it is like an international church.
哦，这次在伦敦也看过英国人。
In London, I saw English.
啊，有看到黑人。
And I saw the blacks.
啊，有希腊人。
I saw Greeks.
啊，有法国人。
I saw French.
啊，当然有中国人。
And of course, the Chinese.
哦，所以我们在这个教会里面看到是国际化的教会。
So in the church, it is almost like an international church.
啊，因为大部分信徒都讲英文。
Because the majority of the members spoke English.
啊，所以有办法能够吸收一些讲英文的慕道者跟信徒。
Therefore, they were able to attract those English-speaking truth seekers.
啊，所以我们在看到啊，我们教会啊已经开始在转变。
So as we can see that our church is beginning to change.
啊，要从这个很纯粹中国人的教会，要跨过种族的界限。
From a traditional Chinese church, we must cross the racial barriers.
因为这原来是使徒行传一个发展必然的结果。
Because this is a necessary step in the development of the apostolic church.
我们在美国教会应该也是会相同的情况发生。
In the American churches, we should be the same.
啊，等到在这一辈长大的、受教育的啊，信仰能够扎根了。
Until this group of youth who can be rooted in their faith.
那我们在美国的教会，这个传福音的界限就跨过种族的界限。
And then we will cross this racial barrier in preaching the gospel.
啊，在伦敦教会，我们看到神啊，非常的祝福。
In London Church, we saw the blessings of God.
他们本来一个教会很小。
Originally, the church was very small.
虽然设备很齐全
，although
不够用。
Although there are much. It is very well furnished, but yet it is insufficient.
在他们这个现在这个教会现堂里的时候，有一个弟兄就看到异象。
And when they were dedicating their new chapel, a brother saw a vision.
看到这个圣堂的讲台上面好像有活水流出来。
He saw that above the pulpits, there were like living water flowing down.
一直涌出来，然后走到这流满着整个教会。
Continue to flow out and to fill the whole church.
啊，他们就感觉到这个圣灵生命的泉源啊，会充满着教会，会在教会里面做工。
So they experience that the fountain of the water of life shall fill the church and to work with the church.
确实，从他们购买会堂到现在啊，圣工相当的兴旺。
Indeed, from the purchase of the chapel until now, the holy work has prospered.
青年非常的热心。
The youth was very fervent.
啊，很多以教会为家。
Many regarded the church as their home.
奉献很多力量在教会的圣工上。
And they dedicated much time and effort in the church.
在去年还是前年，他们标到了一栋建筑。
About a few years ago, they were able to from the auction, they were able to bid on a house.
啊，那个建筑啊，一共有五层楼吧。
And the structure is five stories.
啊，他们标的价钱是英镑27万镑。
And the bidding price for that structure is 270,000 pounds.
那个时候他们也不晓得啊，那是在商业区，也不晓得这门能不能当会堂。
And that was in a business district. They do not know whether or not it can be converted to a chapel.
就是圣灵感动他们，主给他们信心，就把他们标下来。
But by the movement of Holy Spirit and by faith, they placed a bid.
现在已经开始在装修。
And now they are beginning to retrofit the building.
有相当大的空间可以当会堂，还有招待，还有各种教室。
There's a large space that they can use as a chapel, and they also, and other rooms can be used for classrooms.
那现在在附近啊，隔啊，都几十尺的外面有一个相同的建筑要卖。
And nearby there was a similar structure on sale.
它的开价是100万英镑。
And the selling price is over £1 million.
哦，所以这个伦敦教会的信徒每一个都非常感谢神。这个值100万英镑的，我们用27万镑把它标下来。
And therefore, members there were very thankful because they were able to purchase the building for such a low price.
这个是信心所做的功夫。
And this is the result of their faith.
但是这也是信徒爱心的一个表现。
This is also a sign of their love.
啊，伦敦教会大部分是外地来的青年。
The members in London are mostly from foreign countries.
英国七个教会里面只有两个教会很少亚洲去的信徒，其他五个教会都是亚洲的信徒。
And apart from two churches, the remaining five churches are from Southeast Asia area.
一个是 Portsmouth 教会，这个是从大概是从香港来的。
And one is from Portsmouth, and the members there from Hong Kong.
那另外是英国，大部分是外地求学后来留在那里。
And the other is
London.
London Church. The majority of the members there were foreign students, and later they begin to stay there.
所以他们的财力并不是很强。
Therefore, financially, they are not very well off.
那么政府决定要把这个房子卖给他们以后。
And after the government decided to auction the building,
哦，他们才想起来说，哦，对啊，我们少了好多好多的钱呢。
And then they realized that they are short of cash.
他们大概只有三分之一的钱吧。
Perhaps they only have one third of the amount.
大概还不够。
Which is not enough.
结果有好多教会的信徒把他自己的存款拿来借教会或者奉献给教会。
Therefore, many of the church members borrow or even donate to the church. The entire amount of their savings.
结果在短短的时间之内27万镑就全部凑足了。
Therefore, in a short period of time, they were able to solicit the entire purchase amount.
这个27万镑应该是40多万美金乘以1.7啊。
£270,000 is approximately $400,000.
但是很短时间就筹到了。
Therefore, they were able to solicit the entire amount of the fund in a short period of time.
所以我们在英国。可以看到神的恩典，信徒的热心与爱心。
So in England, we're able to see the grace of God and also the fervency of the members.
我们为这个非常的感谢神。
We're very thankful because of this.
那在去英国之前我到莫斯科两个礼拜。
Before England, I was in Moscow for 2 weeks.
这是一个我们真耶稣教会圣公很大的突破。
And this is a major breakthrough in the history of our church.
因为过去这个苏联等于是铁幕，我们真教会没有人传进去。
In the past, the Soviet Union is considered iron curtain. No one was able to penetrate.
1990-91这个苏联解体以后，好多外教会都进去传了。
In 1991, when the Soviet Union was dissolved, many churches began to preach there.
我们教会一直要想要进去传。
And our church also wanted to preach there.
去年。
Last year,
联总派两位工人去。
IA sent two workers there.
我们有很好的计划。
We had a very good plan.
住宿翻译。
Lodging, translation.
什么都安排好了。
Everything has been planned.
结果到了那个地方工作几天发现没有工作可以做。
But yet, after arriving there for a few days, we realized that there's nothing to do.
就回来了。
Therefore, we returned.
回来以后我们一直检讨。
Upon our return, we thought to ourselves.
我们计划很好，为什么打不开来？
Although we have a good, very good plan, but yeah, why were we unable to expand the work?
很可能祷告不够。
Perhaps our prayer was not enough.
因为这个传福音是一种属灵的征战。
Because preaching the gospel is a spiritual battle.
神的国度扩张就是魔鬼国度的缩小。
The expansion of God's kingdom, it is the shrinking of Satan's domain.
所以传福音对魔鬼是一种威胁。
Therefore, preaching the gospel, it is a threat to Satan.
信徒的人数增加，就是魔鬼权势的人数减少。
The increasing of the believers, it is a decreasing of Satan's membership.
所以需要有神的能力，才有办法打开来。
Therefore, we need the power of God to open the doors of salvation.
今年的一月本来这个罗传道是被安排到阿根廷。
In January of this year, Pastor Lo was assigned to Argentina.
那后来我们在看他的行程，发现好像他去很多次啊。
After reviewing his itinerary, we realized that he was very busy and he needed some rest.
So we
assigned other people to go.
圣经说我们立志行事都有神的灵在感动。
The Bible tells us that if we determine to do something, it is by the movement of God.
这是真的。
It is true.
结果在那段空档的期间，
And in that spare time,
这个莫斯科的华人教会牧师刚好回到美国来度假。
The Oriental Church in Moscow, the pastor there happened to be on vacation.
那他里面有一个信徒跟我们教会一个去莫斯科做生意的信徒有联络。
And one of his members was in contact with one of our believers.
就觉得说我们教会传道最好去是这一段期间，因为他们教会没有牧师。
And saying that it is the best time to go at that time because there's no pastor there at the time.
所以我们透过美国整个祷告网啊，大家同心会为这件事情祷告。
And through the prayer network in the United States, we pray for this event.
感谢主啊，去那里第一次去啊，大概有将近十个得圣灵。
We thank the Lord that the first time we went there, about 10 people received Holy Spirit.
那真正信仰比较坚固的大概有四位到五位。
And there were about 4 or 5 who are considered strong in their faith.
所以他在那里停留大概十几天，他就回来。
Therefore, Pastor Lo was there for about 10 or so days, and then he returned.
因为慕道者一直来啊，所以后来就联络法国的杨传道继续去。
Therefore, because the true seekers continue to come, therefore, Pastor Young of France was assigned to go there.
他继续去差不多两个礼拜。
And he stayed there for about 2 weeks.
慕道者越来越多。
And the true seekers begin to increase.
大概有四五六个。
And the number of true seekers were about 15 or 16.
很多人得圣灵。
And many received Holy Spirit.
时间到了，他又回去。
When the time arrived, he returned home.
那我在英国之前要从莫斯科去。
And before I was to go to England, I went to Moscow.
差不多两个礼拜当中，慕道者有21位。
In a period of 2 weeks, there was about 21 true seekers.
那到我要离开的时候，我算一算，只有两个没有圣灵。
And when I was to depart, I counted the people, only 2 are without Holy Spirit.
其他19个都有圣灵。
The remaining 19 have already received Holy Spirit.
而且大部分圣灵很充满。
And the majority of them were filled by the Holy Spirit.
我当传道到现在很少看到这种现象。
And ever since I became a pastor, I have rarely seen this.
甚至连非洲也很少看到。
And this is even rare in Africa.
慕道者来一跪下来就得胜了。
And the true seekers come, they kneel down and pray they receive Holy Spirit right away.
顶多是第二次来就得胜。
And the latest is when they come for the second time and then they receive Holy Spirit.
那个一两个没有圣灵的都是有问题。
And the one or two that are without Holy Spirit, there are some problems with them.
有的是半信半疑，有的是行为上跟人同居这些的。
Some are doubtful in their beliefs, others are have bad conduct.
那其他都得圣灵。
And the rest have already received Holy Spirit.
那这时我们真耶稣就要传扬一个非常有力的方法。
And this is a very powerful tool in our preaching the gospel.
就是得圣灵的体验。
That is the experience of receiving Holy Spirit.
因为刚刚开始来的时候有很多是华人教会的信徒。
Because when the people first come, they are mostly Chinese members.
这个华人教会在1994年1月成立。
And the Chinese church there was established in January of 1994.
里面的人数大概有六七十个人。
The membership there is about 60 or 70.
那里面有一些就在我们教会慕道。
And some of them came to our church.
结果他就得到圣灵了。
To seek the truth and they receive Holy Spirit.
他得到圣灵以后，他就知道自己过去没有这个体验。
And after receiving Holy Spirit, they realized that they have not had this experience in the past.
这个很有力量的体验让他非常羡慕。
And this very powerful experience, it is something that they deeply admire.
那得到圣灵以后道理听得懂。
And after receiving Holy Spirit, they are able to understand the truth.
就感觉到在我们教会里面才能够真的得到心灵上的满足。
They realize that only in our church, they can receive satisfaction.
所以其中有一部分就在我们教会停留下来。
Therefore, a portion of those remain in our church.
那这个外教会的牧师回来以后
，And when their pastor came back,
他就想尽量想办法要把这些人找回去。
He tried to lure these members back to their church.
就要他们回去啦，跟他们讲真耶稣教会怎么一回事。
And they wanted to persuade them to go back to talk to them about what our church was like.
这个莫斯科的华人教会在他们的周刊里面呢，有刊登异端的辨别方法。
Their newsletters, they have an article regarding how to distinguish the different cult.
他们拿一张给我看呢，这个他虽然名字没有讲真耶稣教会，其实就是在讲真耶稣教会。
Although they don't mention what church they're talking about, but actually they're talking about our church.
所以他就普遍告诉信徒，真耶稣教会就是异端。
Therefore, they try to persuade their members that the true church is actually a cult.
但是信徒本身有体验。
But the members themselves have personal experiences.
所以这个牧师怎么讲啊，就没有办法打动他们。
So no matter how the pastor tried to persuade them, they were not convinced.
其中有一个慕道者。
And one of the true seekers.
那个牧师跟他讲，你得的圣灵不是圣灵。
The pastor said to him that you have not actually received Holy Spirit.
那不是圣灵，就是邪灵啊。
And if not the Holy Spirit, it is the evil spirit.
所以他就祷告，一直向神祈祷。
So he prayed to the Lord.
结果主耶稣就显异象给他看。
And Jesus showed him a vision.
看到异象之后，他就知道他所得的是真正的圣灵。
After seeing the vision, he realized that he has received the true Holy Spirit.
那有一次，大概在我要去的前一个礼拜。
And a week before I was there.
那个华人教会也知道我们真耶稣教会的传道要去了。
And that Chinese church realized that one of our pastors was to visit there.
所以这个牧师叫最后一个机会要把他们拉回去。
And so the pastor try his final time to try to lure them back.
所以礼拜六他们在聚会的时候，结果两个华人教会牧师就来了，没有邀请就来了。
So on our Sabbath service, two of their pastors came without asking.
结果这个慕道者大家很有智慧啊，就不给他讲话。
And everyone was very wise to prevent them from speaking.
就告诉他说，我们聚完会你要讲再讲了。
And said to them that you can talk to us after we are finished with our sermon.
他们现在每个礼拜六从中午12:30一直到4:00聚会。
And their Sabbath service is held from 12:30 in the afternoon to about 4:00.
一节查考创世纪，一节查考马可福音。
And the first session they would study Genesis, the second they would study the book of Mark.
然后一起祷告，然后半个小时。
And then they would pray together for about half an hour.
最后半个小时团契。
And the last half an hour is fellowship.
我们看到他们一起聚会，最后的团契，大家都有这种生命的见证。
When we see their services and also their fellowship, everyone has a true life experience.
从内心里面充满着这种神的国的那种平安跟喜乐，这样见证出来。
From the bottom of our hearts, they experienced the kingdom of God, and they were able to testify.
所以我们在这个聚会的最后半个小时交通里面，看到真的他们所信的不只是一套理论，是非常活的信仰。
If in the last hour of fellowship through our fellowship together, I realized that what they have believed in is not only in theory but true life experience.
但是我们看里面那些人。
If we look at the people among them,
是共产主义长大的，之下长大的。
Some were brought up under a communist regime.
从小就把他们洗脑，没有神，没有神，洗到大，洗到40岁。
Many of them, they were brainwashed, and they were convinced that there's no God.
而且大部分的教育水准都很高。
And most of them were very well educated.
我们现在在莫斯科里面慕道者大概有两个是医生。
Today in Moscow, two of the true seekers are doctors.
有一个是北京大学一个物理系的系主任，退休了，到莫斯科去。
And one was a retired professor of physics from the Beijing University.
那虽然头脑很聪明很发达，但是这个能够让他们很快的进入信仰就是体验。
Even though they were very knowledgeable, and yet it is through experience that they were able to understand the word of God.
所以他们过去这个教育啊。这个圣经的思想是没有办法通过他们头脑的。
And the Bible is not something that they can understood through their knowledge.
那现在改换一个方式。
But later, they changed their attitude.
他们在祷告当中摸到了神。
In prayer, they were able to touch God.
摸到了他们理性没有办法透过的神。
They were able to touch the God that they cannot experience by their rationale.
结果他们就相信有神了。
Therefore, they believe that there is God.
所以这个一两个月之内啊，变成这么信的这么虔诚，而且这么多体验，让我也觉得很惊讶。
And therefore, in a short few months, so many people have so much experience, and this truly surprised me.
他们真的体验很多。
They indeed have many experiences.
而且也很热心。
They are also very fervent.
为什么说热心呢？
Why do I say that they are very fervent?
我去那个两个礼拜当中，每一天晚上聚会。
In the 2 weeks I was there, every day's service.
每一次两个小时。
Every evening service will last for 2 hours.
从八点到十点。
From 8 to 10.
那他们上完班。
After they get off work.
他坐地下铁要一个钟头。
They would have to take the subway for about 1 hour.
就直接到这个旅馆的楼上聚会了。
And they would gather in the hotel for service.
那有的还没有吃饭。
Others, they even have not had dinner yet.
那到了旅馆就泡生里面吃，就这样。
So when they get to the hotel, they would have some instant noodles.
啊，聚完会到回到家里面大概十一点。
After they return home, it is about 11.
连续两个礼拜。
And this persisted for 2 weeks.
啊，有一个慕道朋友带着他的儿子来，他要搭乘一个半钟头，每天晚上都来。
And there was a truth seeker. She brought her son with her, and she had to take the train for an hour and a half.
那么这种的热心，跟着对神的信心。使他带他们有很多的神的恩典的体验。
And this type of fervency and zeal for God allow them to have so many experiences.
啊，有一个慕道朋友，他的签证有问题。
There was a truth seeker. She had problems with her visa.
有一天早上啊，他一直在向神祷告。
And one morning she was continuing to pray to God.
求神让他能够留在这个苏俄，让他能够继续来追求道理。
To allow her to stay in Russia to be able to continue to study.
他祷告很久，大概超过一个小时。
Study the truth. She prayed for a long time, for about 1 hour.
就正在祷告的时候，有一个感动，圣灵有一个感动，说你的祷告已经得到神的垂听了。
And in her prayer, she was moved, and she suddenly had a feeling that her prayer has been answered.
就那一次祷告还没有完呢，那个外交部打电话给她，说你的 visa 已经批准了。
And even before her prayer ended, she received a phone call saying that your visa has been granted.
她非常的高兴。
And she was very happy.
神真的是活的。
The God is indeed living.
他这样迫切出于信心祷告，结果神就成全了他的心愿。
Her fervent prayers were answered by God.
有一个信徒。
There was another member.
祷告的时候看到那个圣灵好像大雨这样浇灌他的全身。
She saw a vision of prayer that the Holy Spirit like a mighty rain shot down upon her.
结果他内心充满着平安跟喜乐。
And she was filled with joy and happiness.
有好多信徒在祷告的时候看到神的光。
And many of the members or in truth seekers saw the light, the glorious light of God in their prayer.
所以因为他们的热心啊，信心真的让他们在信仰上非常活泼，很有力量在体验神。
And because of their fervency, zeal and fervency, they're able to experience the grace of God in their prayers.
神在他们当中啊，真的很有力量在做他的工作。
And God has been doing his work mightily among them.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
在世界你们有苦难
In this world you will suffer.
但是在我里面你们有平安
But in me you shall receive peace.
真的人常常在苦难当中相对的更容易体验到主耶稣里面宝贵的平安
Indeed, when a person is in tribulation, it is easier for them to receive and experience the grace of God.
现在来慕道的这些慕道朋友大概都是35岁的以上
And the majority of the truth seekers now are over 35.
有的都经过文化大革命有的被下放过
Some has been through the cultural revolution in China, and others have been exiled.
所以在他们的生活当中，都有一段非常痛苦、心酸啊，一种委屈的生活。
Therefore, in their lives, there is a bitter story in each and every one of them.
也就是说，在他们内心里面都有一个伤痕。
There are scars in their hearts.
但是等他得到圣灵以后
，After receiving the Holy Spirit,
那个圣灵的安慰啊，真的。医治了他们过去几十年在中国大陆被逼迫、被斗的这种伤痕。
The Holy Spirit was able to heal the scars through all the struggles in mainland China.
他们好多人说真的说，我们从心里面可以赦免过去那个斗我们的人。
And from the bottom, from their hearts, they can say that they can forgive those who caused them to suffer.
因为圣灵充满他们，神的爱在感动他们，他们更能够这样讲。
Because they were filled by the Holy Spirit and the love of God, that is why they can say this.
莫斯科现在是等于说黑白混在一起的一个社会。
Moscow, it is a society mixed among the among confusion.
你可以在街上看到警察穿服装的警察。
In the streets, you can see police in uniforms.
但是你也看，也有很多你辨不出来西装穿的很笔挺的 mafia， 就黑社会的这些人物。
And we can also see the mafia as well, walking the street.
到那些慕道者到莫斯科的，到现在好像没有一个人没有被抢过的。
And all the truth seekers members there, none of them were able to escape robbery.
所以现在晚上一般中国人都很少出门。
And for a night, very few of the Chinese people would dare to go out.
因为非常不安全。
Because it is very unsafe.
但是这些慕道朋友得到圣灵以后。
But after they received the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是给他们胆量。
The Holy Spirit gave them courage.
圣灵使他们感觉到神跟他们同在。
The Holy Spirit allowed them to feel that God was with them.
所以每天晚上这么晚回去。
Every day they return home so late.
大家都觉得虽然走在路上感觉到神就在他里面不会怕。
When they walk on the street, they were unafraid because they feel God was with them.
所以有一些姐妹的慕道朋友说连自己也感觉到自己很惊讶。
And some of the sisters or the female truth seekers feel that they were astonished because they were so courageous.
我过去来苏联晚上都不曾出门的不敢出门。
In the past, they dare not go out at night.
那现在我天天晚上来聚会我都有这个胆量。
But now they were able to have the courage to go out every night to attend services.
真的神赐给他们良心的平安。
Indeed, it is God who gave them strength and courage.
感谢主啊，他们心里充满体验。
We thank the Lord that their faith is filled with experiences.
现在我们到中国大陆啊，没有办法传福音，只能访问。
Today in mainland China, we cannot preach the gospel, we can only visit.
最近这个福建一个王执事他出来在东京做事了，他在见证中国大陆现在最保守的估计信徒有50万，可能到100万。
According to a deacon who now is in Japan, the membership in mainland China is at least 500,000 to 1 million.
但是外国人去都不能够讲道。
But the foreigners, when they go there, they cannot preach.
但是现在要传给中国大陆的人，一个最方便的地方是在苏联。
But the most convenient way to preach to a mainland Chinese is in Russia.
苏俄的每一个城市都有很多中国人。
In every city in Russia, there are many Chinese.
因为从1948年到现在这个因为同样是共产党的原因，说好多中国人去到苏联。
Because since 1948, because of the communist regime, many people stay in Russia.
这一些人自从共产党垮台以后心灵都很空虚
And after the collapse of communism in Russia, their hearts were empty.
所以很容易传福音。
But it is easy to preach to them.
所以将来在苏俄传福音可能会速度如果大家同心合意祷告，可能速度会很快。
If in the future the spread of gospel in Russia may be very quick, if we are able to pray fervently.
我们有一些慕道者已经打算到列宁格勒去传了。
And some of our truth seekers have decided to preach. To Leningrad.
这个列宁格勒大概是搭火车8个钟头。
Which is about 8 hours by train from Moscow.
那现在在莫斯科有一些是南韩的牧师去建立的教会。
In Moscow, there are some of the churches established by South Korean ministers.
他们不会讲俄语。
They were unable to speak Russian.
但是他们找到很好的俄语翻译。
But they have a very good translator.
他们的教会里面现在都有俄国人在聚会。
In their church, there are Russian members.
所以将来如果我们有一个固定的聚会的地方
，In the future, if we have a fixed location for services,
能够找到很好翻译的人才
，We're able to find good translators.
我们相信在苏联很快会有俄国人来参加我们教会。
We believe that in the very near future, we're able to have Russian members in our church.
我们在我们教现在教会聚会的地方，离开克里姆林宫大概3 miles.
And the place that we gather for service is about 3 miles from the palace.
这个克里姆林宫是共产党政治、经济、军事的一个中心。
This palace near the Red Square, it is the center of the Communist Party.
我们在克里姆林宫看到一半是教堂，一半是他的这个总统府。
And there we see half of the buildings are the church, and the other half is the government buildings.
因为在1917年这个苏联没有成立以前，那个地方原来是教这个希腊正教一个地方。
Before the establishment of the communism, that location was actually the chapel for the Greek Orthodox Church.
因为苏联共产党成立以后另外一部分在建立他们的总部。
And it is at the same location that the Communist Party has decided to build their headquarters.
但是现在那个教堂里面还很多人做礼拜。
In that church, many people still gather for service.
但是那个政治那个总统府里面，这个共产党已经垮台了。
But actually, in the president's palace, the Communist Party has collapsed.
所以让我们看到敬拜神是人的本能。
Therefore, to worship God, it is a human effort.
这个是永远不会改变的。
It is something that will never change.
所以在苏俄我们看到好多人在信耶稣。
In Russia, we see many people believing in Jesus.
所以将来我们有一个很大的一个战场，就是现在的苏俄。
In the future, we have a very good battlefield, which is in Russia.
所以请我们诸位弟兄姊妹为着苏联的工作代祷。
So pray for the holy work in Russia.
求主在动工，更快的传遍整个苏联。
May the Lord work with us so that we can preach the gospel throughout the entire Russia.
我们感谢主，在过去一年当中多方面的进步。
We thank the Lord that they made great advancements in the past year.
我们现在在东非三个国家有我们教会。
In the Eastern Africa, in three countries, we have our churches there.
Kenya.
In Kenya.
Zambia.
In Zambia.
南非现在有二十几个信徒。
And also in South Africa, there's about 20 members.
分作三个地区在居住。
And living in three different regions.
对，愿主能够再继续带领。
May the Lord continue to guide us.
在这个世界的宣教上能够更往外扩张。
We can continue to make progress in the work of the world mission.